we are in the middle of the last siman of Chelek Gimel, Shin Dalet Mem, of Kuf Tzadi Hei Amid Aleph, which discusses someone that's going in the Midbar on Shabbos. Siv Beis. Vayideya Min Yoyim Shiyatzavoy. He knew the number of days that from when he left, like let's say he knows Shayon Yom Revi or Yom Chamish Litzyasim. It's the fourth or fifth day of when he left. He doesn't know which day of the week he left. But the last malocha, come as he is, the malocha, whatever he wants to be, Yom Shmini Litzyasim, on day eight from when he left. Should be Yom Kizeh, because on that day, it's Yatzmi Beisai. Because we know the eighth day is the day that you're back to the day that you left. The Shabbos, if you should, didn't go out on Shabbos because you're not allowed to. Chimiyim Chamisha Asa, so to the 15th day, Luyim Esim Mishnaim, the 22nd day, Bechin La'ilam, so on and so forth. Keep on adding seven that those days you know for sure, not Shabbos. Says Mishbur Sivkot and Yud. So he knows the number of days that he left. But he doesn't know which day he left. So immediately he's not allowed to do work. Maybe he left on Tuesday or Thursday, but Yom Shabbos, and maybe today Shabbos. So too, on day 6 or 7, maybe left on a Sunday or Monday. Sivkot Nirav. He's allowed to do malacha, whatever he wants to, b'yim shmini l'tziyasa, on the eighth day when he left. B'yim tishi, asa, but on day 9 is forbidden. Because agam day in derech lotzim b'beis b'erev Shabbos, although it's not the norm to leave on Friday, on Erev Shabbos. And therefore you'll say, wait a second. So that means Friday, if you count 9 days, then you know that, you know, that would be the Shabbos day, but you know he didn't leave on Friday. So that means for sure, day 9 should be okay. No, because Dilma Mikla Leishayara, maybe it happened to be that there was a caravan when the Fakir Erev Shabbos ain't left in Erev Shabbos. And Ken says, the case, Yim Tashi, Lutziyasu Shabbos, maybe the 9th day is Shabbos. Abi Yim Shmini, Vichimalei Lemutim, but the 8th day and its night is permitted. Because Achim Achim, right, Yim Yachal Lassim Locha, Ba'isa Yoim, if he's able to do Malocha on that day, Shiyasu, Beloil, his partners, Mizeh, he's able to divide for himself from this Kol HaShavua the whole week. And also last month, Kol HaShavua, and then he's going to have to do work the whole entire week. So the Shartzi Nais test says from this we can learn for our times that if the army gives a soldier work that should be done for Shabbos afternoon, is obligated to prepare from beforehand so that it doesn't have to be Mechal Shabbos. Because the army doesn't say to do Dafka on Shabbos. It has to be done by then. And so you can learn from this simon many halachas that are common regarding this type of situation. Dear Shu, number 7. If someone fasted a tainis chalom for a bad dream, one of the days that he's not sure if it's Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch writes Resh Peches, if someone fasts a tainis chalom at Shabbos, he has to fast Sunday, that is from the Vatlaimic Shabbos. Kavachem writes in the Mitzvah of Shabbos, there has to be a mashin this tainis on the 8th day when he left, which that's for sure a weekday in this case. Issue number 8. If that day that he could do malacha is only for 2 or 3 days of the week, Rav Chaim writes that first he has to keep his Shabbos so that he shouldn't have to do malacha, and the rest for his Sunday, and so on and so forth. Issue number 9. To do an action there of Shabbos to prevent Chil Shabbos that you're going to have afterwards on Shabbos because Pekuch Nefesh, Shlomo Zalman instructs, there's no obligation to do an action that has a huge tircha for this. And he adds on, This is Mishabu writes in Shin Lamed that a pregnant woman that's in her ninth month, it's appropriate that she should prepare all the things that she needs so that she doesn't have Mechal Shabbos if the birth is going to happen on Shabbos. It's just a general stringency. Like the wording Lashon Merurah is Minaro. That's what Yasha writes. In Mekadin, the pregnant woman does not have to be found in the vicinity of a hospital on Shabbos, even though there's a concern that maybe the time of the birth will be on Shabbos. Or whoever does this definitely will have a blessing on them. This is a Shart Sin writes over here that the person has to prepare the malacha before Shabbos. Shmuel Shabbos Kachas explains that here, since for sure the person can have to mechal afterwards Shabbos, so they have to prepare what they need to from before Shabbos.